Welcome to the Spiritual Soul Discovery Podcast. If you are spiritually curious, this is the podcast for you. I'm your host, Joanna Durkin. I'm a spiritual navigator helping you explore and discover your spiritual awakening so you can embrace your expanded sense of being and perspective. I'm with you through the ups and downs and discovering the truths you will uncover as you tap into your soul's voice. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to episode 39 that I have named Spiritual Awakening / Breakdown. I'm back from a little hiatus and I am excited to chat about what's going on. For those of you that have read Brené Brown's books, when she refers to her spiritual awakening, the word breakdown is literally crossed out just before it. So in that sense, I thought I would share what I'm feeling lately to what I know many of you have been feeling for months now, and it seems very timely to get into what it feels like to have a spiritual awakening / breakdown. So I've personally had a few spiritual awakenings in the last 23 years or so, and each one is a little different. It's not just like one and done. Each one comes with its own burst of energy and need to learn more and dive into new things and new modalities and soak up the new information like a sponge. And it's about what I'm discovering, but it's also accompanied by a feeling of loss, misplaced emotion, or confusion. And I don't necessarily want to pigeonhole it to be the same for everybody, because it's really not. But from my experience, a spiritual awakening is exciting and it's revealing, but it also creates a breakdown and an unraveling of what you knew that no longer applies or even works anymore. And that can be sometimes very scary to lean into. Recently, during the summer, I was feeling very misplaced. Like, one foot was in the new mindset and the trajectory that I was on, and then one foot was in the old mindset. And it was starting to get overwhelming and confusing to me on how to discern between the two. And I know I'm not alone here. There's definitely something shifting energetically on the earth. And those of us who have one foot or even just one toe in the spiritual world or mindset, you definitely have been feeling it too. It's really hard to explain or say what it is, but and I know astrology can definitely explain a lot in terms of the energy of the planet and individuals, but you know, our infrastructure, whether it's government or just societal norms, it's collectively starting to crumble. Now, I'm not looking to get political in any way, but you know, the patriarchy in general and the way society is run and even our money system is changing. We are currently living in the times of great change. And in the next few years, our world may function and look very differently, but you know, that doesn't happen without great upheaval and change and great resistance. And that's what I'm talking about. And then personally in my life, I feel like there's like a combination of shifting realities to shedding the shoulds, to surrendering my plans, to just be more in the flow. And that last one, being more in the flow, is for me super difficult. It's really challenging my type A personality. I mean, if I can't follow a list I make, what am I supposed to do, right? I'm sure my other type A listeners can understand. But like, seriously, it really has flipped me for a loop. And this time was a little different. Surrender was the key, and not so much of the discover and learn part of something new. It was just the surrender. So that's what I did. And honestly, it's what I'm continuing to do. I don't necessarily think I'm over it yet, but the lesson is that I need to just go with the flow. And so getting comfortable in the uncomfortable, or getting comfortable in the in-between, the gray, is what I'm trying to do. So, you know, ever since I started the podcast, I've committed and enjoy doing a podcast every week like clockwork, but now I'm feeling like the flow just needs to be releasing a podcast when I'm inspired to do so and see how that feels. Take the unnecessary pressure off myself and lean into just what I feel inspired to talk about without a schedule to adhere to. And same goes with social media. Like, as an entrepreneur, there's so much pressure to post and post and, you know, it's like this collective pressure that, you know, it comes from yourself, but also comes from the outside. And I'm just going to take all that off as well. So I am going to show up on social media when I'm inspired to post and not feel like I should be doing anything or I'm missing out on doing something. Now, since I still feel like I'm in the midst of all of this, I'm going to share more as the months go on. But until then, I'm going to take you through what you might be confronted with when you are going through a spiritual awakening / breakdown. So, a spiritual awakening is usually coincided with the term enlightenment. But I have to say, it's not usually this big dramatic reveal. It's an awakening is more of like a gradual shifting of perspective. Now, that is not to say you can't have those big aha moments. I have those too, 100%. But just like awakening from your sleep every morning, you know, you don't just like open your eyes, sit up straight in bed and get out of bed immediately. You know, you roll over, you look at the clock, you hit snooze, close your eyes again, maybe stretch a little bit and snuggle up in your blankets. And then your snooze goes off again and you reluctantly kind of roll over and get out of bed. Well, a spiritual awakening is sometimes similar to that. You know, it's not just like an immediate switch. And sometimes a spiritual awakening is met with resistance. And that's okay. That's what we're going to talk about today. So usually when you're going through one, you start asking yourself questions like, who am I? Why am I here? What purpose is my soul here to fulfill? And for me, when I understood I was not a human having a soulful experience, but I was a soul having a human experience, it changed my perspective indefinitely. You know, then it opens up the question of, well, if I'm a soul just having a human persona, have I done this before? And then you might start to wonder if you've had past lives and so on. So it starts unraveling and more questions start compounding. But like I said, resistance does come up. Your unconscious and conscious conditioning from how you were raised when you were a kid will likely be or start to contradict what you are beginning to feel and becoming more aware of. Your expanded awareness of the world around you will keep being met with confusion because it's not what you know. It's not what you used to know as truth or stability or how the world works. It starts to make you question everything, and that can become very emotional. It can become very overwhelming and very isolating and just truly uncomfortable to lean into this new awareness. It's like going into new territory. I remember when I first started feeling this expanded awareness about myself. And being raised Catholic, I was in a way making things a little uncomfortable for my family. you know, going to psychic development classes and mediumship classes. I mean, Catholics don't like that. They don't endorse psychics and mediums. I'll just leave it at that. It was black and white to them, and following Catholic teachings was important to them, and that's how they defined being good people. And I want to be very clear about this, that there's nothing wrong with that. That's not a criticism. There's just, that was their path. There's just nothing wrong with it. But for me, the more that I explored my spiritual side, I was met with this disapproval and concern, like I was doing something wrong. But I knew for sure I was not. I was tapping into a greater whole of me, a side of me that was suppressed for so long that I didn't even know existed, a side of me that made so much sense and learning about reincarnation and life after life and mediums and all the things. When I put all the pieces together, it's like my soul already knew it as a whole. And there was no doubt in my mind that I needed to lean into it more, regardless if my family supported me or not. And that's what I did. A lot of you who are listening may have been through this with your own families or your own close friends, where you start to feel isolated because you're just on a different path, and it might not be a path that your loved ones necessarily approve of. So I understand this is normal. A lot of us have been there before. And, you know, it's devastating when those who aren't on that spiritual pathway condone it without really understanding or connecting to the truths that are behind it. But then what I kept coming back to was, my soul was not here to just go with the flock. It was here to stand up and remember my soul's truth and why I was here in the first place, to awaken, to change generational curses and behaviors. That I knew to be true. Me speaking right now is doing just that. Our generation came here to do this, and so did our kids. Now, that doesn't mean we all need a big platform or accolades. It starts from within, one person speaking the truth and remembering from their soul. So, you know, after a spiritual awakening, you might notice that dreams become more vivid. And if they are, it's likely because you're astral traveling and remembering it. You may start noticing the synchronicities in your life and the deja vu that comes up. And this is also where you might see those signs I always talk about, like feathers and angel numbers, songs on the radio, butterflies, that sort of thing, when you least expect it. And it gives you comfort because you know it's a message. And it really is. Your spirituality becomes a part of your life once, like a huge part of your life, once you go down that path. Your whole perspective of life shifts. So you see people, you see things and places in a whole new light. Your job might all of a sudden just kind of seem unimportant. And people that you used to hang around may not fit with your energy anymore. You might want to move or start doing things you never thought you would do. For me, when I was going through my spiritual awakening, I joined a meditation class. And if you had asked me even like a month before, if I would have just laughed, because that would have not been my jam at all. But then it became the best night of the week for me. You know, you might start noticing your intuitive abilities are coming out, which means like you can start tuning into your own energy better. You can tune into other people's energy. I started really tuning into other people's energy. Like I could notice a lie from a mile away. I knew it. And I started to see the inauthenticity in people, and I could start to read them. It just started evolving to more energy. I was reading more energy. I mean, the whole world changes around you with, you know, you becoming more compassionate, more empathetic, more curious, more connected. But, you know, you're going to feel a darkness too. And I don't think this is talked about enough. This is normal. You know, feeling alone, feeling isolated, it forces you to really look at your choices, your behaviors, your past. Your inner knowing starts stripping away at your ego. Your ego is what protects you. It keeps you mentally and emotionally strong. It holds all of your opinions and your views of the world. But with an awakening, it needs to be stripped down to the studs. It needs to be unraveled. Because a lot of those views were learned, and they are not truly your own. And once you unravel yourself, you start to build a new internal compass that helps point you to where you are meant to go. This stage is not easy, and it really could last for weeks or months, but I promise you will come out of it. There is a rainbow at the end. Feel what work you need to do. Feel what's tugging at you. And practice your meditation and sit within yourself, and you will start to feel how to get through it, how to move through it. I really feel like this isn't talked about more, and it's a very important part of an awakening and letting go of what was, you know, what you knew, even emotions that you carried. But it's all to make room for the new, enlightened thoughts, an expanded sense of awareness that will enhance and fulfill your life more than you could have imagined. And the possibilities just become wide open. It's not easy going through a spiritual awakening, but anything worth having never is. It will challenge you. It will make you question everything. It will fundamentally change you. But my message to you is, let it. Your soul is starting to remember. It's for your greater good. Your soul knew this would happen before you came to Earth. You planned for it to happen, so allow it to happen. It will be scary and isolating at first, but it will start to shape your mind, body, and soul into the person you are meant to be. I would love to hear any feedback you have on this episode. Follow me on Instagram at Spiritual Soul Discovery for the latest updates on new episodes and any content, and hit that subscribe button so you don't miss an episode in your podcast feed. Have a great week. Follow me at Spiritual Soul Discovery on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. The link to join my mailing list for the newsletter content is in the show notes. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a rating or review so others can find me in the podcast universe. Thanks for listening. See you next time.